thank the Lord this morning that we can trust in Jesus. And other things will let us down eventually, but there is someone that is fixed and unchanging and worthy of our trust, and that is Jesus Christ this morning. Very thankful for that. He has proved himself over and over and over in life. And that gives me courage for the battles that we face today. And it gives me courage to get up in the morning to know that I can trust Jesus for the things that tomorrow brings as well. Desire and interest in your prayers, written on the board, restricted airflow. This summer, we had a little issue with our van. And we would turn the AC on during the hot weather, turn the AC on, and it was difficult to get cool. And the back was working fine. The AC was working back in the fine, but in the front, we'd get in from doing something, be hot and sweaty, and put that air on and put the fan way up, and it just was not blowing very strong. And we kept talking about it. It was like something's not right. And I wondered if one of the vents, one of the tubes or whatever had come off or something. I didn't know what the problem was or if it just needed to be recharged. But I knew something was wrong. But I didn't fix it. I didn't do anything about it. And we went all summer long talking about when we'd get in the van, it's like something's not quite right. And it wasn't quite so bad that made me want to get it right into a mechanic and have someone look at it. But we were just living with something that was less than optimal. So we were sweating, we weren't real comfortable, but we made it. Well, I had the vehicle in for another reason to the mechanic a few weeks ago. And I said, let me ask you a question. I said, I'm not getting a lot of airflow. And he said, well, a lot of people, you know, that you have the cabin air filter. And he said, normally a lot of times you just need to check that. I went home and just took me a few minutes, just a simple little screwdriver, and opened up the glove box and pulled out my air cabin filter. And guess what? It was plugged up. It was clogged up. I had not changed. I knew it was there. Because I changed it in our old van. I don't know if I've ever changed it on the one we have now. And it's getting older. Who knows how long it had been since it had been changed. And it was just clogged up. It was filled with dust and with bugs and with everything else. And that was, I'm not talking about the air filter on your engine. I'm talking about the cabin air filter. And with just a painless procedure. It didn't take much to fix it, and I put on the air, and guess what? It flowed free. No restrictions, that it was cool, it had enough Freon in it, and it worked fine, but there was just something there that was restricting the airflow. And the Lord began to talk to me, and I wonder sometimes in life how often we put up with things in our life, and we think there's something that's restricting some between me and the Lord. It's not that we're sinning, it's not that we're doing something wrong, but it just seems like that things aren't quite like they ought to be. And what about relationships with people? It just sometimes seems like there's, you can't, maybe sometimes you know what the problem is. In other times it seems like there's just something kind of clogged up. Do you know in life we all have filters? Filters are not intended to be clogged, but the purpose of a filter is to catch the contaminants. The purpose of the filter is to catch all the stuff, but we have to be faithful to clean them out. We've got to be faithful to change them from time to time. You know, in relationships with people and in relationships with God, we need to clean out our filters sometimes because it's just a process of time that living life causes things to kind of get the filters clogged up a little bit. And the Lord is interested this morning in there being some good airflow this morning. In relationships. In relationship with God, but too many times they're restricted. I'd like to read a passage of Scripture to you. In the 7th chapter of Acts, We read about how Stephen, and you know this story, but when Stephen was being stoned, story of the first martyr, he was being stoned, he was in a difficult time, he was dying. But do you remember it said he looked up and what did he see? He saw Jesus, didn't he? This is what he said in verse 55, in the seventh chapter it says, "But he being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." What would have it been like for Stephen if there would have been restricted airflow? He would have still been witnessing to the people, and they might have still been stoning him. But have you ever gone through a heavy trial and there was restricted airflow? In other words, you knew the Lord was there, but it just seemed like you weren't connecting with Him very well. The Lord wants to be connected with us this morning. The Lord wants to have, He wants the prayer ways to be open. He wants us to have good communication. The Lord wants us to be in a place like Stephen was, that we can see the Lord with clarity. You know, sometimes that takes putting some glasses on. It takes a change. It takes getting rid of anything or taking on something that there's no hindrance between us seeing the Lord clearly. Well, I've gone through some battles before that the airflow was just a little restricted. And you know that we don't have to live that way. That's the joy of this message this morning. We do not have to live with restricted airflow. And I dare say this morning that some of you all literally need to go out to your vehicles and check your cabin air filters. I would imagine, especially those of you that live in the country, there's a little more to filter. Do you know that in living in this world, there's some things we're going to have to filter. And we talk about holiness, we preach holiness, we live holiness, but do you know to live a holy life, we're going to have a filter. Means we're going to filter some things out, and we can't help it, it's part of life. We have to face things in life. We see things that are evil out there. We encounter things. And if we don't have a filter, it's going to get on us. I thank God for spiritual filters. But at the same time, we need to recognize there are times we need to clean out the filters, or else it's going to start restricting our walk with God. It's going to start restricting our communication with the Lord. And you will find that it happens in relationships also. Well, consider over in 1 Thessalonians, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, in the second chapter, in the 18th verse, Paul was writing to the church at Thessalonica. And in the 18th verse, he said, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again." In other words, my intention was to come and see you. I wanted to come, but he said, "But Satan hindered us." Do you realize that Satan is wanting to hinder all of us this morning? Satan is wanting to restrict the airflow. He's wanting to stand between you and what God wants you to do for Him. Satan is wanting to get between you and the Lord this morning. Well, has Satan ever hindered you? So yes, he has. But do you recognize that we're not ignorant of his devices this morning? And that means that there are times that we need to come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I love you, and I'm serving you, but it seems like there's something restricting the communication. The air's not blowing as strong as it one time did. Lord, what's wrong? Is there something I can do?" It does not mean that you have sinned. You young people and children, you're going to find times in life that sometimes it seems like the Lord may not be quite as close as He was at one time. It doesn't mean that God has lifted His approval off of your life, but it's time to come to the Lord and start examining our life and say, "Lord, I don't want to go back to sin. I don't want to backslide." But I'll tell you, when the airflow is restricted, it starts getting uncomfortable. See, we were getting too hot. And we didn't have to live like that. We could have had an enjoyable summer when we're out hot and getting the van. It's like, "Oh, we can relax now, get some cool air." But instead, we cooled off that something wasn't quite right. Spiritually, how are we this morning? I think there's some places maybe that there's been some things restricting your communication with God. Satan's purpose is to hinder your walk with God this morning. And it's all of us. None of us are exempt. It doesn't matter how long we've been saved. It doesn't matter what our age is. It doesn't matter who we are. Satan is trying to hinder us that the airflow would be restricted. And if he can't get you to backslide, he's going to want to get you in a position that you just don't feel that fullness of joy. Do you know what I'm talking about? We sing this song, what, full of grace and glory? In other words, I'm full and overflowing. But too many times, saints, and this is, maybe there is a little reproof in this for all of us, but sometimes in life, I'm not sure we're as full of grace and glory as the Lord wants. We can only minister, we can only have the joy of the Lord, even in our song service, when we have been walking with God through the week. So Lord, I want to be full of grace and glory, but the devil's trying to hinder that. He's trying to restrict that. And then we don't find as much enjoyment in serving the Lord. So Lord, I want to enjoy my walk with you. I want to experience the fullness of joy. So what do I need to do? Check the air filter. So what does that mean spiritually? Because I know Satan's trying to hinder me. Well, we're not going to take the time to read it because y'all know the story. But over in 1 Samuel, I believe in the 17th chapter, you remember David came with courage to the battle where he was taking food to his brothers that were facing Goliath. And he came with courage and he began to say, why are you all running? Why are you afraid? This is God's battle. And you know, as we all do sometimes, we kind of look at him, it's like, who does he think he is? You know, this young boy come and tell him trained soldiers what to do. He said, this is God's battle. And he was willing to go out and fight Goliath. He had courage. But do you remember what King Saul offered to him? He said, okay, if you're willing to go and do battle, he said, take my armor. And I don't know if David suited up or not. But I can just see him bringing out the armor, kind of put strapping the armor on him and handing him this big old sword. And, you know, he started to get uncomfortable because he wasn't used to fighting that way. You see, men's wisdom would dictate, if you're going to go fight Goliath, you put all the armor on. But see, God had a different plan in mind. And I can just see David beginning to feel restricted. Talk about restricted airflow. You put on armor, there is restricted airflow. And I can see him beginning to feel hemmed in and confined and until David finally just said, you know what? I'm not going to go fight Goliath like this. The Lord has been with me with my sling, and I'm going to go out in the name of the Lord. Warning for us this morning. Sometimes our human wisdom can begin to restrict the blessings of God in our life. And we don't do it intentionally. It's not like we're trying to say, Lord, I'm not going to listen to you. But human wisdom is like David going out with Saul's armor on. He said, I haven't proven that. I haven't proven men's wisdom. Folks, men's wisdom will only take us so far. But what I have proved is the Lord Jesus. So when the Lord comes and reveals to you and says, this is the way, be careful about justifying ways that are different than what the Lord has shown us. I told the young people this morning, and I'll go ahead and mention it now, I didn't write the Bible. So I just was called to preach it, but I didn't write it. In some things in the Word of God, and we've been studying some of them here in the congregation, but there are some things in the Word of God that it teaches that are hard. It's hard to accept. Lord, why? It seems like maybe you could have given some other alternatives to this. But the Lord's way is perfect. And when we get in situations, let's not look for something outside of the Word of God. But if the Word of God teaches it, folks, this has been proven and tested, and this is the way that will get you to heaven. But see, when we begin to deviate with men's wisdom, as good as our intentions might be, it's going to cause restricted air for them. The Lord can't put His fullness of blessings on it. I want the anointing of the Lord in my life. I want to see greater anointing among us as a people. But where is it to be found? We need to get rid of the restrictions. We need to check our cabin air filters. Need to sometimes just come and get things cleaned out. Clean it out. In Luke in the 8th chapter in the 14th verse, this is one that all of us fight. Luke in the 14th chapter, or the 4th chapter rather. Luke chapter 8 verse 14. Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower and the different kinds of ground. In verse 14 He said, "And they which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard," they've heard the word of God, "they go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit to perfection." Now there's another place then, just in a few chapters later in Luke, where Jesus addressed the same thing to His disciples. And He said to be watchful. And be careful, because you're going to be, lest your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. But you understand what will begin to choke out good things? He said it was thorns. The thorns, He said, which are cares and riches and pleasures of this life. If you want to know one of the greatest tools of the enemy in our generation, it's the riches and cares and pleasures of this life. There is nothing holy about being poor. There is nothing holy about living in a mud hut without running water. But I want to tell us something this morning, is that we are in danger being in prosperity because we have more to care for. You know, you have a vehicle. I remember someone asking me in Africa, they needed a vehicle for the gospel work. They wanted one at least. And I was thinking, you know, and there's a place for vehicles and there's a place that there's not for vehicles. But you get a vehicle for someone, you've got fuel, you've got to change the oil, you've got to change the air filter, you've got to fix flat tires, sometimes more than one every single day, you've got to pay insurance on it, even in Africa. You know how much that costs? Cares of life. And I'm not preaching against vehicles this morning either. I'm thankful for them. But understand, the more we have, the more time it takes to take care of them. And we live in a prosperous generation, and Jesus was saying, be careful, because there are thorns that will try to restrict, and they'll try to confine us from really having the time and the mental energy to work and serve the Lord. So what do? Cut down the thorns. Sometimes Jesus told us to be careful, because He said as a snare, it will come on all of you that dwell on the face of the earth. That means me. And the Lord comes along and says, be careful here, because it's starting to restrict. It's starting to hinder. It's starting to just that free flow of the joy of the Lord. And you say, Lord, what's wrong? Well, you haven't done anything wrong, but you're getting too busy. You're getting too caught up in things of life. Your mind's getting too occupied. So Lord, help me to clean out the water. I don't want the airflow with God to be restricted this morning. And I think again about the eunuch, the Ethiopian that was on the chariot that Philip stopped by the way. He had desire to do God's will. And he asked Philip, he said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Is there anything that's keeping me from being baptized? I'd ask us this morning, is there anything hindering us in doing what God wants? What is it? You know, these things generally are not a mystery. You know, we can sit back and pontificate, and we can ponder, and we can discuss life. But usually, we know when there's restricted air. And usually, we know when we stop and consider, we know the things that are starting to kind of choke things out. We don't have to live with restricted airflow zones. Let's just clean it out. Just clean it out. Cut the thorns down. Sometimes things just need to be trimmed back a little bit. get rid of our trappings. Sometimes our senses, talking about being overcharged with cares and riches and pleasures, our senses are being inundated with things in this life. The electronics, the availability of electronics in the large role that is playing in our lives today, there's blessings to them, but there's also great dangers in them. That our senses are being overcharged with those things because everything is so readily available. It's at the push of a button. You know, we carry it around in our pockets. We need to be careful that we don't get overcharged because these things restrict airflow, saints. It's not that it's sin, but be careful because they start restricting airflow sometimes. Start hindering our walk with God. The scripture speaks about and over in the 2 Corinthians in the 7th chapter, talking about when they first got saved, and it's like, remember what indignation against sin you had? And one of the things in the list, he said, what clearing of yourself. In other words, do you remember when you got saved? You remember? And you were ready. He's like, Lord, whatever you want me to do. We'll just have a good old spiritual house cleaning. And I'll get, this is a side note. I reclaimed my office this weekend. For months, with a lot of the projects we've been into, I'm getting piles of paper on my desk and piles of books and boxes till it wasn't a sanctuary anymore. I call my office my sanctuary. It wasn't a sanctuary anymore. Because I went in there and I only had time to get done what I had to get done, and I don't like working in clutter. So this weekend I took some time. It was late at night when I got the time, but I finally reclaimed my office. I had to get rid of some things. I had to go through some things. And you know what got a little bit messier before it got cleaner? Because I opened up my closet and started going through all the office supplies and all of the books and all, and started going through them. Do you know, spiritually speaking, if we want to get rid of the restricted airflow, sometimes it's messy. When you have to do it. Sometimes you have to face problems head on. Folks, ignoring filters that are clogged up will not change the filter. Alright? I'm not hearing many amens, but I want to tell you, unless you get the filter out and get your hands dirty and blow out some old bugs it's gonna be a little messy. It's gonna get messier before it gets cleaner. But the end result is there's free airflow now. And I'm comfortable now. What causes people to be uncomfortable in their relationship with God? What's hindering us? Sometimes we just have to acknowledge it. Yes, there's some things my senses have gotten clogged. There's some things, there's some clutter in my life. Is anybody here ever without clutter? Anybody? If there is, come home with me, please. In other words, all of us, we have life to live, don't we? Well, I won't put anybody on the spot. Do you know with our houses and with our vehicles are to drive in, houses are to live in, you know, but there's going to be clutter sometimes. And that's part of living. But do you know what? It's a lot nicer to have that tidied up. It makes life so much more convenient. I told y'all last Sunday that there were rabbis that would give divorces over a cluttered house or burned food. Do you realize this morning that it makes life a lot more pleasant to get rid of the clutter? But most importantly, spiritually, see, because I can live with the boxes in my study. If I had to, I could live with it. But you know, I'm more productive when things are straightened up. I'm more productive because I'm not focused on a pile of papers that are left over from my last trip to Africa and it's a month later. What's wrong with that? Let's get it cleared up and put in its proper place and then move on with a clean desk. I operate better that way. Well, spiritually, are there some things that maybe have been sitting around a while and the Lord's saying it's time to put that away now? You've been holding on to that for a while. He said, well, I just didn't want to dress and I didn't have time. And it's time to get rid of the things that have been sitting around for too long. There are things that we just need to commit to the Lord, get under the blood of Jesus Christ, and move on. But sometimes to do that, we're going to get a little dirty before it gets cleaned up. That's the clutter. But Lord, I want airflow. I want communication. There's another passage of Scripture that asks the question, who did hinder you? Who did hinder you that you did not obey the truth? Now we're not talking about things, we're talking about people. Have you ever had someone in your life that was a spiritual hindrance to you? Who did hinder you? Well, here, let me get my pen out. Wait a minute. I don't want someone or something to hinder my relationship with God. It's not worth it, saints. So then that means there's going to be some commitment going on. There's going to be some place to say, Lord, this thing's been sitting around too long, and I'm ready to deal with it now. I'm ready to bring it to you, Lord, because I want the Spirit of the Lord to be able to operate freely in my life. I want the Spirit of the Lord to operate freely in my home. I want the Spirit of the Lord to operate freely in the congregation. I want the Spirit of the Lord to work in the body of Christ. Lord, we don't want restricted airflow, but we want you to be able to come in and just move and anoint and bless like you would. So then we have some responsibility with that. Who did hinder you? You remember, I'll just point you to the passage of Scripture over in 1 Peter chapter 3. In the 7th verse, Paul was speaking to husbands, and he said to dwell with your wives according to knowledge. You remember what the little next phrase was? That your prayers be not hindered. Hindered is a restriction. Do you know that sometimes in marriages, and this really goes both ways, that where there are problems in the home, it restricts the blessings of God. And he says, so dwell with them according to knowledge, that your prayers be not hindered. Which means, if things aren't going real well between husbands and wives, it's going to start affecting your walk with God too. You see, it goes both ways, and things are affected with your walk with God, it starts affecting your marriage as well. So, Lord, help them to dwell according to knowledge, that our prayers be not hindered. Is there anything that's hindering our prayers? Some things that need to be tidied up a little bit. Some things that need to be cleaned out a little bit. In relationships as well. There are times that the filters of life, that things happen. You know, whether it's in marriage or whether it's with just people, things happen sometimes. And there are misunderstandings and there are different perspectives on situations. And you know, sometimes we just need to say, you know what, I need a good old filter cleaning. I just need the Lord to come in and take the hose and spray out the filter and clean. It may be a place, Lord, I just need a new one. I had to go buy a new cabin air filter. I took one look at the one I had and I've cleaned some. I got the old air hose out before and cleaned them. This one just needed replaced. Sometimes, folks, with relationships with people, we just need a new filter. You know, it's been years of just catching a speck of dust here, and a big old fly came in over here, and pretty soon that all just starts to fill up that filter until it's restricted. Relationships that were one time strong are now weakened because there's no airflow. There's not a lot of communication. There's not a lot of oneness. There's not a lot of unity. So then what do we do? As Lord, work in my life. I'd like to close over in Acts in the 3rd chapter. Acts chapter 3 in the 19th verse. It said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And I trust all of us have experienced that this morning. But he didn't stop there. He went on to say, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You know, I have found in my own life that there are times I needed so desperately a time of refreshing from the Spirit of the Lord. Because my filter was just getting clogged up. It wasn't that I was backsliding. It wasn't that I was being disobedient, but getting overcharged, problems and troubles of life, and just, that's part of living. But we've got a filter, folks. If we don't have a filter, we will get in trouble. Filters are good, but it got clogged up. And you know, that's when the Lord wants to come in and refresh us. that we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, the airflow's been restricted. And I don't even know maybe what all's in that those filters that's clogged it up. But Lord, I need some refreshing. I need you to cleanse and open. Our house, we've had it for a little over 8 years now. And the AC was really struggling to keep up during the summers. And it's made it, but it was struggling, and we could tell it was really struggling. So finally I broke down. I don't like to do it, but I called someone out to come service our AC. You know, I probably would have saved more money to have called someone earlier. Let's not be so tight, folks. You understand, sometimes we can be so tight, we'd save money just to get the job done right. My children are starting to use that concept against me, though. But anyway, I digress. So finally I called someone out, and I didn't know what it was, and I watched him take the hose, and I'm thinking, I'm paying you to take a water hose and spray my air conditioner filter. I mean, really? And, you know, he sprayed out my vent. He said the biggest part of people's problems is those vents get clogged. And on the outside, it looked clean. That's why I didn't do it. The ones out here, at least they used to. Maybe they're clean now. But I remember even out here, sometimes there's lots of grass, and I try to watch that. But there was nothing you could visibly see. But it was dirt in those coils. And he just sprayed it out, and he did have to add a little bit of Freon. And, you know, it's working so much better now. It takes less electricity. It costs less. And I had to pay, you know, $70, $80. Because it was restricting the airflow on that filter of the air conditioner. So if y'all haven't done that for a while, you might want to check that out. But spiritually, it wasn't complicated. But it took doing the job. Lord, I need your refreshing in my life, in relationships, in my walk with God, that I not be overcharged with the cares of life, that the little problems that kind of start building up sometimes, that Lord, I forgive, I put it under the blood, I commit it to you, that airflow would have free, that could start flowing and blowing. May the Lord bless you.